Jess and Ducko.
Let's do some diary stuff, shall we?
Let's take a look back at the week that was.
Well, what a week it's been with Jess and Ducko. We came up with a name for you, the listeners.
You know that for 4 months we have tried to come up with a collective noun, a band name. We finally landed on one. It just felt good.
I was just firing off buttons on me button bar, as I often, sometimes do. And then I fired off one, which went...
Well, you can't cook rice without a rice cooker, can you?
From Reese.
From our good friend Reese, who called up one day, and that's that great quote.
Are you dumb?
Are you dumb? Yeah. And Reese, oh, God, we've been laughing about it and playing it a lot, thinking about it.
Yep.
You played that. We all had a chuckle, as we do, and you said, hang on a minute. Is there anything in rice cookers?
Yeah.
And it felt good. We just love a guy.
Yeah.
We love anyone who just owns their thing.
Yeah.
And he owned it.
He owned it.
Called the show. And
yeah.
We've loved it ever since, and rice cookers felt good.
It felt right, the cookers.
We all, let's be real, Babs was putting up a lot of defence on everything, and she even got excited about it.
She loved the rice cookers.
She loved it.
Chaga said, I don't hate it.
And that is the biggest compliment we could have got from Chaga. And then we went to the people. Well, we went to Reese. He loved it, obviously.
Reese liked it,
We went to the people. It's felt good. It's catching on.
It's catching on.
It's catching on.
So if you hear us saying that from now on, that's why.
And please feel free. Take it. Embrace it.
Yeah.
It's just about being a legend.
Jess found a worm on Lucia's playmat, only it wasn't a worm at all.
My husband isn't particularly happy with me this morning. I had to get him out of bed, and it turned out I probably should have just left him sleeping and handled it myself like a big girl. Head to the living room to do some pumping. This morning, I had to run back into the room saying, Angus, help me. There's a worm on Lucia's playmat. They are horrific. And I'm like, ew, I'm not dealing with that. It's too early. So Angus gets up and he's like, okay. Comes over and he goes, Jess, I'm going to bed. And I was like, no, but the worm. It was a friggin' Pad CU noodle that I dropped.
You just freaked out, woke him up to pick up your spilt Pad CU noodles.
I just saw in the dim light a worm-like shape. I thought, it's too early to deal with this crap. My husband, for better or worse, in sickness and in health, worms or noodles, you have to deal with that.
That's why you got that tattoo on your back. Number 12, the black bean sauce. It was just that.
If you don't hear what we do on air before 7 a.m, you're really missing out on some great content just like this.
There's been a study done in Germany to work out the penis sizes of countries all over the world. Genuinely every country, the average size of their schlong.
I love this.
Now, Shaka's got a world map over there.
Yep. This is also a geography lesson for me, by the way. So,
okay.
It's got the entire world, and you can click on any country and it'll tell you their schlong size.
Well, we've got to start
If you
Australia.
Want to do this at work, by the way, worlddata.info/average penis size is where you want to go.
Babs, you tell us what you told me off air this morning.
Last night I sat on the lounge and did this with my housemates.
And what were you surprised about?
Did you discover
Africa.
Anything interesting?
They're big over there.
Are you just putting a blanket over the whole continent, or was there a country?
She's not wrong. Ecuador is sitting at 6.9 inch.
Yeah, well, funny you say that. I think Ecuador are one of the largest.
Hang on. Ecuador is in South America, not Africa.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus
I
Christ.
I told you I'm not good at my geography.
Ecuadorian men, I can say this, though. They were one of the top. Seven inches.
Okay. So this is a great one. Geography lesson.
That's I was going around last night, like Babs and her housemates. I was looking at the map because you can just click anywhere and you're like, oh, my God, North Korea. Unfortunate.
Yeah, look, geography is not my strong suit. We gained an hour of sleep on Sunday morning, but someone on the team missed the memo. And by someone, I mean Jess's boobs.
So right now, in live time, it is 9:02.
Yes.
So what time would it have been last week? 10:02.
Eight.
Yeah, because my boobs are hurting. Like, no one's told my boobs about daylight saving, so I'm still running on those period of times that I'm pumping.
How's no one told you boobs?
No, and I'm like, why am I so uncomfortable?
How do you tell them?
How
what,
do I tell
think,
them?
They think they need...
Can
they
you give them a message about daylight?
Okay.
Get up in there. Hang on, that's Lucia's breakfast. Calm down.
I just took her lunch too. My bad.
Yeah,
I just took lunch and dinner. Sorry, no, I just... Jeez, I'm full. Holy hell, I'll tell you what.
My letdown's fast, isn't it? Really just hits you. Anyway, did you get that? Did you listen to that, titties?
Was that titties? Let's go.
Come on, wake up.
Don't look now, your mama's got her boobs out showing everybody in town.
We're 4 months into this radio show now, and we're still learning a lot about each other. Like, what does the team wear to bed?
No, do you sleep in?
Obviously naked.
Obviously naked.
No, I'm in boxes.
Are you pushing on a long pant?
Yes, I've been in trackies.
Have you pulled out the flannel pajamas?
Yeah, I've been in trackies and long sleeve pajamas.
I got the winter doona out.
Yeah. Oh, that's the next step.
That's the next step.
But you know it's getting cold when the dog comes into bed and wants to go under the doona.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What do you sleep in, Shiger?
Nothing.
Do you go naked?
Are you a nudist?
Yeah. No, I'm not a nudist. I just don't sleep with any clothes on.
That's nudist at That's, night, yeah. at least.
I can't sleep naked all the time. I just
get worried about monsters.
And I know.
What are you worried about? Who's watching you?
No, it's not the watching. I mean, everyone can watch.
It's the Is it in an emergency? You'd have to flee.
Yeah. And it's also like, I don't know, I just rolling on things. Oh, my wife's in the bed. The dog's there sometimes.
Yeah.
There's a bit of traffic. You know?
I would not have pegged Shy Guy as a nude sleeper.
Neither would I. Not at all.
I was picturing a flannelette pyjama Sheldon
matching,
from the Big Bang Theory.
No way.
Silk boxes for Shy Guy.
Ooh, silk boxes. Yeah. You're fancy.
There you go.
Ben,
what do you sleep in?
Absolutely.
What are you sleeping?
I have this, like, onesie thing. Like a big baby.
Okay.
See you next week, you dirty rice cookers.
That was the Jess and Ducko podcast. This is it. Win free McCafe coffee for a year on the My Maccas app. See website for full T&Cs.